The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hello, everyone. This is Phaedra Kelly with the Arts Center with Art Spot at WCHL. And on today's show, I have Julie
Tomkovich,
who is our development director and who is an amazing woman. And we are going to talk today a little bit about the Art Center Gala that's coming up and this amazing garden that you've probably never heard of called the Uncommon Garden. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about this garden.
The Uncommon Garden is one of the most amazing sculpture gardens, I think, anywhere in the state of North Carolina. We really call it a must-see experience, but it is in a private residence, and so it's not open to the public on a everyday basis. And the owner of the garden has been a supporter of the Art Center for decades now, and he very graciously opens his home for us in the evening once a year for us to be able to do this gala. But the artwork that you will see is just extraordinary, and he's worked on it for more than a decade now. So you're going to see mosaics, and you're going to see the Torrey Bridge and waterfalls. And then the most amazing piece is the 20-foot dragon that shoots 7-foot flames up in the air.
What? No. That can't actually exist.
And she has a name. Her name is Lucille.
Lucille the dragon.
Yes.
That's really... But, I mean, you're describing this garden, but is it... How big is it? Like, it's really not that big. It's you kind would, of this strange...
I know. It sounds like you would be walking for miles and miles, and you're not, really. As I said, it's in a residential area, and so... it's all encompassed within about an acre or so. But because the layout was so extraordinary, there's a local artist, Rick Hermanson, and he began designing this in 2002 and really just started out with a simple plan to enhance the owner's backyard and have a beautiful spot of reflection for the owner. And you know how it is. You start working on your garden, and then you just keep going, and you keep going.
And some people take that a little further than others. Yes.
Yes. And so now, after hundreds of tons of rocks and concrete and soil and boulders and waters and plants have all been hauled in, it is just an amazing sculpture garden. And as I said, the way that it's laid out, there's a beautiful walking path for it. And there are various gathering spaces, there are Zen spaces, there's a reflection pool, there's a built-in cave for it, there's waterfall. It's just really extraordinarily beautiful. And then there's a little area, a pavilion that he's built, and that's where we'll have our music for the evening. When you first walk into this extraordinary space, you will be... able to hear the music of a harpist. And the evening itself, before I get too carried away, is going to be Saturday, May 16th. Starts at 7, runs to about 10. But as you walk in the gates of the garden, you'll be greeted and have the option of the beverage of your choice. And then you will hear beautiful harp music with which to begin your journey.
And so how does a person go about making this happen, Julie, like getting into this garden? Because this sounds like this is only going to, like you said, this board member only opens this thing up to us once a year. So this is kind of an extraordinary event.
It's really quite an opportunity.
If I wanted to be in this garden for this gala event, what would I do?
All right. We do have tickets available for this evening. And you can either call the Art Center at 919-929-2787, and you can purchase your tickets over the phone. You can go to our website, of course, at artcenterlive.org. Our tickets are $80 for solo tickets, $150 for couple. And I will say, this sounds interesting and intriguing for you, you do want to act quickly. We have about a third of our tickets left for the evening. We've had a wonderful response. This is such an amazing event. As you can imagine, we do have people now that we're in about our third or fourth year of having this as an evening event. And so people who have seen it in the past come back with their neighbors and their children, and it's really become quite a community event and experience. So now is the time to make your phone call or go to our website to get your tickets. It's the Uncommon Garden Gala. And the evening also, of course, includes amazing food and contributed wines and beer and just the experience of the music. We will have a harpist. We will have vocals for you. But it's really about the experience of this extraordinary garden. This is your opportunity to meet Lucille the dragon. Don't miss it. Come on down.
Well, there's also some fire dancers, right?
Absolutely. We take advantage of this because this starts at 7, so you have an opportunity to walk while you've still got a bit of daylight. But then once we get into the evening hours and the sun sets, we will have fire dancers. And again, if you haven't seen performers like this, you don't know what you're missing. It's so extraordinary, and they're so talented, and you just see these swirls of light and fire moving around, and they're going so quickly, and the music is behind them. It's, again, it's something that you have to see to believe that people can actually do this and do it in such a talented manner and do it without injury. I could never do something like this.
Well, I know I couldn't. So I couldn't do lots of things, so that's okay. This garden sounds so amazing. I urge anyone who's interested to check it out. I assume there's some photos and some stuff you can see about it online on our website, artcenterlive.org.
Absolutely. You will see it on our Art Center website. And the owner of the garden has a separate website that even has more photos of the garden for all seasons. So if you look up the Uncommon Garden in North Carolina, you'll be able to get a preview of what this extraordinary place is like.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thanks for being on the Art Spot with me, Julie.
Thanks.
And we're back. We're here at the Art Spot.
Hello, everyone.
97.9 FM. And we're talking about the gala, the Art Center Gala, that's happening on May
2nd. And it's Saturday, May 16th. And it starts at 7 o'clock. All of our guests will go to Cedar Falls Park first. This is how we were able to accommodate the number of people who want to come and not have, you know, 100 cars in someone's backyard. So you're going to aim for the Cedar Falls Park, and we'll have a shuttle service set up. If people start gathering around 6:45, we'll be able to transport people in buses and large-scale vans starting around 7. But you'll have the opportunity to gather there first, get settled. You'll get your pre-printed name tags for the evening. You'll be able to have your program in advance. And so you've got a little reading material as you're being shuttled over. It's within under a mile. So don't wonder where on earth are you being driven to. It's right here in Chapel Hill. But it's tucked away in, as I said, a little neighborhood.
And it's it's in a neighborhood. It's an actual person's house. And it's that. I think that is why we have to kind of do the shuttle system, because we don't really want to.
We want his neighbors to continue to like us and
exactly.
allow us to do this again.
Exactly. So there's that.
And we do thank them for their patience and for allowing this wonderful evening to happen. Now, when you come in to the garden area, you'll have an opportunity to meet Noelle James. She is the Art Center's interim executive director and has been doing wonderful things for us this year. As you enter the gates of the garden, there will be the music by harpist Marilyn Wieland. And you have an opportunity, as I said, to grab a little refreshment and then begin your tour. I really can't explain. There's almost about 17, 18 separate areas that are set in this garden, but includes everything from the Zen fountain and the dinosaur bench and the Torii gates. Of course, Lucille the dragon. There's a throne room and a mountain pool and pagoda. It's just, you've got to come on down. My words can't do it justice.
I think my favorite is actually when you can kind of go in the waterfall and kind of see the waterfall from the other side. That's actually an amazing thing to me. So that's my props for yes. what you should see. But these kind of events just take so much planning and help, and you know, we're just a little nonprofit, and so we're really fortunate. I know that a lot of people help us out, not just Dan, whose garden this is, and that's an amazing gift
by itself, absolutely,
and yeah, astonishing gift. But I mean, we have a lot of wonderful people helping us out with this evening, and so like one of the props I want to go to is the people who are feeding all of us that evening. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Some of the yummy
oh,
things
absolutely.
That are going to be happening?
Just about all aspects of this evening come from local area businesses and supporters who donate their services or join us as sponsors. And the wonderful food for the evening is going to be provided by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. A lot of you will know them as part of 411 and the Mez and other wonderful restaurants in the Chapel Hill, Durham area. And again, they do this entirely gratis. We couldn't do it without them, but they're going to help us to feed our entire audience for the evening, and they do wonderful, wonderful job. Everyone loves their food, and the presentation is excellent. We also thank the folks at Top of the Hill, who are our beer sponsors, and we'll be working with a couple of different wine sponsors, but other local businesses that make this possible because they're sponsors for the evening. We've got to thank all of the folks over at PNC Bank. They're coming in for the second year as our lead sponsor for the evening. We also thank our Arts Center Board of Directors who have combined collectively to sponsor the evening. We thank our wonderful folks here where I'm speaking right now at WCHL and Chapelboro.
Yay!
They're our media sponsors for the evening, as well as going into the regular year for us as well. They are wonderful to us, give us great representation and the opportunity to talk to all of you wonderful folks. In our immediate neighborhood, we also want to thank Main Street Partners, their Sun Patio level sponsors, also the folks over at Hickory Tavern. We want to thank the Carolina Partners for Mental Health. And then we have Counterculture Coffee, Corporate Investors Mortgage Group with Jeremy Salemson. We want to thank Pam Herndon over with State Farm Insurance. And Mariana Fiorentino with Terra Nova Global. Wonderful, wonderful folks. Again, we could not possibly do this evening without their active support.
Thanks, y'all.
Yes. And again, for a lot of our sponsors, for many of them, they are returning. So this way we know that it's a wonderful evening for them as well, an opportunity to let their support for the local community be known. So much of what the Art Center does, we earn about 65% of our budget on a regular basis, and that's through class tuitions and youth programs and theater and concerts. But that means that remaining 35%, we really turn to members, friends of the Art Center, donors, sponsors, foundations, and local businesses, all of our wonderful supporters. We could not reach the 110,000 folks that we reach every year without your support. And we thank you all.
Wow, that's great. So we're talking about, again, the gala that is happening, the Art Center, and it's a benefit for the Art Center, and it's happening at the Uncommon Garden, and it's happening May 16th. The evening is from about 7 to 10, I believe.
Roughly, about 7 to 10.
And you can totally take advantage of this opportunity to see this once-in-a-lifetime experience, to see this garden, and go to artcenterlive.org or call us at 919-929-2787 and buy a ticket. And you're going to be amazed. Like, this garden is
just extraordinary.
Yeah. It's really hard to describe because it's like you're just like transformed into another world. Basically, you're taken to another planet that's somewhere else.
It's just like you're somewhere in Middle Earth, all right? If you enjoyed all of those movies,
it's total Middle Earth. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to WCHL Art Spot. This is Phaedra Kelly. Thanks for listening. Hello, you're listening to WCHL, and you're listening to The Art Spot, and this is Phaedra Kelly from the Arts Center. And today we are talking about the lovely garden gala that we are doing in May. And we've been talking about the garden and some of its amazing aspects, and you really want to check this garden out. But there's also really a lot of great entertainment going on that evening, Julie.
So absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on there.
As I said, when you first walk in, you hear the wonderful harp music, and we end out with fire dancers. But in the middle, and you don't want to miss this, is we have a special performance by the Sham Rockers.
Sham Rockers.
This includes Clay Buckner, Chris Frank, Jack Herrick, and of course our own wonderful vocals by our Art Center board member, Rebecca Newton. And this is going to be an extraordinary collection just for this evening only, really, this group getting together to help us out.
I can't wait to see Rebecca singing. That's kind of amazing.
Oh, beautiful voice.
She's going to be
amazing. Some of you may well know her from Rebecca and the Hightowns. And, of course, she's done solo work since then as well. But beautiful voice. You've got to come and hear. Now, I know a couple of people will be wondering if we're going to be having the art auction this evening.
All right, because we normally do an art auction. We have in the past.
We have. This year, we're doing things a little bit differently. We're letting folks focus on the experience of the garden, and we're going to have our art auction coming up the following month. That'll be June 28th. It's a Sunday. And you'll have the opportunity the entire month of June. You can preview all of the artwork there, the paintings, the drawings, the jewelry, the ceramics. You can look at that all throughout the month of June, and then we invite you to come back for the auction on June 28th.
Right, because everything's going to be featured in our Nicholson Gallery at the Art Center that month, in the month of June, which is a really great idea because it gives, you know, you can kind of just come by and look at art. And I suspect a lot of people who aren't even planning on being in the auction will just come by and look at some of that stuff and just be like, this is so great. I want to bid on it.
Exactly. Because people can start bidding early on it. You don't necessarily have to be present that evening if you have the highest bid that's set for us. Again, that'll be June 28th. But I hope to see you first on Saturday, May 16th at the Uncommon Garden Gala. Again, you can give us a call at 919-929-2787 for the Art Center front desk, our box office, or you can go to our website at artcenterlive.org.
And feel free to call us with any questions you have about the event, too. And I just don't even want to – I can't even say enough just how amazing this garden is, y'all. Like, everybody just needs to see this garden. It's insane.
In a good way.
Really, yes, in a good way. Like, you can't really describe it, but it's like – it's not huge, but it's so – it's like you're in a whole different world. It really is. It's like Middle Earth. It's kind of just like it's arranged in this way that it's so you're just like it's meanders into all of these amazing little spaces. It's just
and there's nothing about it that feels rushed or crowded in any way.
No, that's the amazing thing because of the way it's structured, it just kind of takes you in all these different places. But okay, we're running out of time. Thanks for listening to the Art Spot. Thanks for being with us today, Julie, to talk about the Uncommon Garden Gala. And this is Phaedra Kelly with the Art Spot. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And we'll see you there. Thanks.